And what kind of themes do we see portrayed in these works of art?
Well, we see a lot of social and political themes. The intent of the artist is to bring awareness to these issues, inviting people to think critically about poverty, oppression, and other issues that impact marginalized communities. The cool thing about street art is that it goes beyond traditional exhibition spaces that some street artists thought restricted art to a particular social class. And anyone, regardless of their social class, can view street art, engage with it, and even partake in its creation.
How did the graffiti movement evolve in Brazil?
So during the 1970s and the 1980s, we see this explosion of graffiti and other street art in São Paulo and other cities in Brazil. São Paulo is the biggest city in Brazil, and during the development of Brazil's infrastructure in the early 20th century, São Paulo became a hub for economic and social activity. Because of this, São Paulo played an integral role in the development of street art.
Alma mentioned that a lot of this art includes social and political themes. Can you go more in depth about that?
Yeah, so a lot of the art that was created during this time was centered around resistance and revolution. After the coup in 1964, Brazil was run by a military regime until 1979. There was a lot of pushback from the government against self-expression through creativity. And because of this, artists found different styles and materials that would allow them to create art that was both revolutionary and an expression of themselves. As we know, art can never be censored. And aside from, the known graffiti and street art in Brazil, bichação, which is another form of graffiti, emerged after the coup, and students spray-painted phrases like abaixo a ditadura on public buildings as a form of protest. It's quite similar to graffiti, but the artists who practice bichação insist that this style is unique to São Paulo. And in the 80s, the style kind of evolved thanks to the influence of heavy metal bands like Metallica and AC/DC.